This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, you might think you love your coffee black or the taste of beer, but a new study says that's not really the case.
Really?
Do you like black coffee?
I asked my wife about this.
Yeah.
She swears that she likes black coffee.
Hmm.
She says she's been drinking it since she was in the Air Force.
Yeah.
And that she preferred it without anything mixed in it. And the only reason she even added anything was to cool it down faster.
Okay. Well, also beer.
Yeah.
Do people really like the taste of beer?
No.
Okay.
If that was the case, I'd drink non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
I like both. I really do like black coffee. I drink it every day, practically.
Do you put sugar in it?
No.
Okay.
Well, I do, too. I put stevia, my bad. It is sweetened, yes.
Then that does not count.
Okay.
I do drink mine black, but I would rather put all this other stuff in it. I just stopped because I had an allergy to something.
Okay.
And I didn't know what it was.
I cannot drink black coffee.
Black coffee?
It tastes nasty. So does beer, really. But I'll drink one every once in a while.
I think beer can taste good under the right circumstance.
And now with all the craft beers, it could taste like orange. I mean, it's just some of it's amazing, and I think it's good.
With all the craft beers, it can taste bad in so many different ways.
Yeah, there you go. Look at all the options you have now.
Yeah. Okay.
And there are some out there that are pretty funky.
Well, researchers found that the taste preferences for bitter or sweet aren't based on variations of our taste genes, but rather the genes involved with emotional response. What they're basically saying is people like the way coffee and alcohol make them feel, not the way it tastes.
Right. Because bitter is generally associated in nature with things that are bad for you.
Okay, yeah.
A lot of, medicine-y type stuff.
Bitter.
I guess technically that's good for you, but too much of it would be bad. Mm-hmm. Or, flavors that are bitter are rarely something that is a good food. And sometimes in nature, those are foods that are poison. Whereas sweet and salty are usually tasty, good, healthy foods.
Mm. Agreed.
Not healthy?
Savory.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, good for energy. Let's put it that way. Because you got to remember, we weren't always sitting around in our house all day long. We used to have to go out and burn energy constantly to find more food. So we needed high-calorie, high-energy foods.
Right, okay.
So that was what our body was programmed for, was to like these foods that were full of energy.
So actually, Heidi, you just don't like black coffee, and you don't like the taste of beer.
I don't, because Tom said I didn't.
Exactly.
No, because I said you didn't. Hawk's the one who just said you didn't.
No, because the research says that we don't like black coffee or we don't like alcohol, so you have to go with the research here. So you're just tricking yourself if you think you really like black coffee or beer.
Let me tell you, I just had a horrible weekend drinking beer. It was just awful.
Was it?
It was awful.
Okay.
I'll never do it again until this weekend.
How do you?
Okay. Here's the thing. Not many people pick up coffee or beer their first time and think it's good.
Exactly.
True.
Yeah.
So you do. You build up a liking to it based on how it's made you feel.
I remember my granddad, he had a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. I was Pabst Blue Ribbon beer,
okay.
PBR. And I said, I want a drink of that. And so none of the women were around, like my grandmother or my mom. And so he gave me a swig, that was the nastiest tasting stuff, and still is to this day.
A lot of people
PBR,
like it.
PBR is.
Yeah. Yeah. Out of all the beers.
Yeah.
Did it get any worse than PBR?
There was a
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
What about Natty Light?
PBR looks good. Milwaukee.
I don't do that either.
Okay. How about Schlitz?
Oh,
Schlitz is a malt liquor. I think those are sweeter.
That's up there with Colt 45.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are sweeter tasting.
Wow. So your grandpa, he had you drink some too, huh?
No. Heidi seems to be an expert, a connoisseur on these cheap beers.
I know.
Logan David 2020, best wine out there.
Oh, it
is.
Wow.
Well,
now wait. What about Strawberry Hill?
Okay, you got me.
There you go.
I think a Strawberry Hill was Boone's Farm.
And we called it Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah.
Logan David, we didn't even know it had a name. Indeed, Mad Dog.
Indeed.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.